Let's talk digital.
We are at the cutting edge of digital tweaks, changes, transformation.
A local digital marketing podcast.
Conversing with industry experts and getting excerpts about the exceptional.
Hosted by Audrey Naidu.
Sit back, relax, enjoy your podcast. I'm really looking forward to what's coming up in South Africa in the next couple of months and years. Hey everyone, welcome back to Let's Talk Digital with myself, Audrey Naidu. Today we have a special treat for you, one of the world's most powerful women in tech internationally. We will be talking about the next frontier and how Facebook is preparing for the future. Welcome to the podcast, Nunu.
Oh, thank you so much, Audrey. Such a pleasure to be with you today.
It's an honor and a privilege to have you with us. And I know you're such a role model to myself and I'm sure a lot of female leaders around the world.
Thank you so much for that. Thank you.
Nunu, you have been named by Fortune magazine as one of the top 50 most powerful women internationally in 2018 and 2019. You have over 30 years experience in business leadership, marketing and advertising and infrastructure development across the Africa region. And the list is endless. In 2015, you joined Facebook as head of Facebook for Africa. And as a female leader in tech, what do you contribute your exemplary achievements to?
Well, Audrey, that is such a big question. I think it's a philosophy around life. So if you ask me, did I ever think I was going to be in tech? No. Did I ever think I was going to be in advertising? No. Did I ever think I would be able to do some of the things that I've done? I think I would say no to all of that. But I think I would really put it down to the motto that I live by, just the ability to always open myself to opportunity and to be able to try new things. So that has been my guiding light. And I think I have given myself the permission to be able to try new things. And in trying new things, sometimes you fail and sometimes you do succeed. So if you talk about all of those things, I have really just given myself the opportunity to be able to try new things. I spent a huge amount of time in advertising and in marketing for years, and I enjoyed that very much. And at some point, I just gave myself also the opportunity to try this tech space that we're going to be talking about today. And that has also been very fulfilling for me. So it's just the ability for all of us to always try something new. And at some point, I decided to sit on boards that allowed me to grow, too, into areas that I was not very familiar with. So to mention a few, I've worked in infrastructure because it was something that I did not know, and understanding how economies work and how infrastructure is so important to developing economies, I gave myself permission to explore that area. So it's the idea of just always keeping an open mind and being able to explore new frontiers.
No, that's amazing. But when you are not in tech and advertising, what do you do for fun when you're not being a fearless leader?
I wish I had something exciting to do. I read a lot. I do find comfort in reading books, and I think I learn a lot, and I think it just expands the mind. And by the way, I don't read anything intellectual. I just love biographies, and sometimes I like reading what I consider intellectual chewing gum. So I read quite a lot. I bake quite a bit. I cook a lot. And ultimately, family is important to me. So anything that I do with my family, for me, is something that I take very seriously. So like, I look forward to this weekend because I'm actually going to spend time with my family. So that is what is important to me. So between reading, spending time with family, love my kitchen, that gives me strength.
Yeah, we have something in common. I also love my kitchen. It's a place where I de-stress and be more creative.
Absolutely. I can turn it over and out with cooking and baking, and it makes me relax all the time.
Oh, no, that's cool. So, Nunu, in terms of today's topic for discussion, in understanding the next frontier from a Facebook perspective, what do you see as a key drivers of change, both in the consumer and business space?
Audrey, that's such a broad question. And I think as Facebook, we look at that question in that broad sense around what's driving humanity today. And really, if you think about what's driving humanity today, two things are driving what we're seeing and what we are interested in as Facebook. I think the first one is really the idea of a much more connected world. So we are a much more connected humanity. And we have quite a number of technologies that are driving that, whether you're talking about artificial intelligence, VR, AR. So those are the technologies that for us are very interesting and I think are going to drive how we as humanity come together, don't come together, how we view the world and how we develop ourselves and what we feel is important and not important to us. So if you look at the idea of being connected as humanity and you look at the technologies that are going to underpin that connectivity, that's what at the center is what is at the center of what we think about as Facebook and how we continue to look at the next frontier of our place in the world. So let me talk about a few trends that we see when I talk about a connected humanity. We see people wanting to connect at a public level. So we have what we call public spaces and we'll continue as Facebook to develop public spaces and what it means for people to come together in public spaces. So our public spaces include things like Facebook and Instagram, and we believe that humanity has that need to connect with one another at that public, what we call the public arena. And more what we're also seeing is an equal need, an even greater need to connect at in a much more private space. So we are developing spaces for individuals to do so. And that's all the technology that we're building around messaging. So messaging is becoming important. How I connect with you on a one-to-one level, how I connect with the business at a one-to-one level, and how I create much more private gatherings with people. It may be 2 people, 5 people, 10 people, but a lot more private space. So if you look at our developments over the next couple of years, we will continue to develop what it means to interact at a much more public space, in a public space, and what it means to interact and connect in a private environment. So that for us, continues to become how we look at how humanity comes together. So that's the first trend that I want to talk about. The second one is the rise of commerce and where commerce is going to go. And for us, this is a big frontier. And we continue to talk about the rise of commerce. Initially, we're talking about e-commerce, but literally it is the rise of commerce. And if you talk about the first trend that I spoke about, i.e. what does commerce look like in a private space? What does commerce look like in a much more public space? So we will continue to develop and look at how consumers are shopping, what it means to be a consumer in today's world and in tomorrow's world. We will see a world where what it means to be offline and online is going to blur. And consumers are going to be making decisions at a much more fastest pace in this world where commerce is rising. We're going to see what we call discovery commerce. And this is what we believe is the next frontier in commerce. So commerce, you won't go and find commerce. Commerce will find you. And what we are building as Facebook is the ability to bring the high street onto your palm. So you will not look at, if you think about today, when you think about purchasing or what your life as a consumer looks like, it's sitting in a mall or you're going into a high street where you shop. But what we are saying as Facebook is we want to be able to blend that world and your high street will actually take place on your palm or in your hand. So what we bring with discovery commerce is you're sitting in that public space, whether it's Facebook or Instagram, you will be also sitting on a high street because you'll be interacting with your friends, you'll be interacting with your groups, but you'll also be interacting with brands at the same level. So brands will find you because brands will understand you better. Brands will understand your journey online better. So brands and products will find you rather than you searching for brands. Of course, you will continue to search for brands because in some instances you are looking for something specific. But those brands will also find you because they know what time you're looking to order something to eat tonight, when you're likely to want to go on holiday. And it's the time of the year when you start to make decisions about booking a holiday. So all of those will find you as you navigate your life, either in both the public space or a private space. So discovery commerce is going to be an important part of how we live our lives in this new age. I think the third trend that I will talk about, and I'll stop right there, and we can dive a little deeper into any of those. The last trend that I want to talk about is that of the collapsing funnel. And the reason why we believe that the purchase funnel is collapsing, I think as marketers, we've always looked at the idea of awareness being further from consideration and the time when you make a purchase. And I think what online, in this connected world and the world where you move from public to private means that whole decision-making process has collapsed. So you have the idea of seeing something today and you literally are 3 or 4 clicks away from making the decision to consider it, to purchase it, and look at options. And the idea of seeing something today and literally going into a messaging environment, a private environment, where you ask 1, 2, 3 questions and you're ready to make that purchase. So that whole idea that this whole purchase decision is a long one where you have to take someone through logical steps, we're seeing that collapsing quite quickly, and consumers are considering making that consideration process a lot faster. They move from consideration back to brand. People are buying from brands that they've never even heard of. So the whole idea that you have to sit, understand, fall in love with a brand before you can buy sometimes goes away because you are able through some of these connections, either on public or a private space, to make that decision that I've seen something, I have conversed, they have my size, they have my what I'm looking for. I'm just going to make that decision and buy immediately. So those are the 3 key trends that we continue to build for and continue to look for ideas to be able to push as consumers drive us into these new frontiers.
So Nunu, I think those 3 driving forces are going to have a huge impact and disrupt the traditional advertising model. What are your thoughts around this? I mean, what should brands be doing in the future?
I think brands have got, I think a number of brands that are doing amazing things in this space. So I think that it will disrupt certain brands, but it will also allow certain brands to thrive. And so if you take 2 types of brands, I think that there are brands, what I call your traditional brands, that are embracing this very well. So much more traditional brands that have always looked at particularly being in retail, they are now fast forwarding towards this omni-channel space very, very quickly. There are new brands that have never even had any form of retail presence that are born in this idea of literally, I'll be able to create, if I'm a consumer or a creator or a brand maker or a fashion maker, I can sit on my couch and build a shop front today and start literally on a digital space, build a shop front and be able to trade as of tomorrow. So that whole idea, really, I think how I would like to answer that is that you could see a competition of traditional brands moving into the space very quickly, and we're going to see a flourishing of new brands that are suddenly able to go to markets very, very quickly. Because the whole idea of you have to take 1 step before you take the next, that whole idea is gone. You can literally create a brand to, and tomorrow you can be online and be trading. And from a consumer point of view, the process of discovery is so much better, so much quicker. I'm able to discover brands that don't even live in the same area that I am in. As Americans say, they're not even in the same zip code as I am in. The ability to discover brands that are near and dear to you, that whole tunnel is suddenly at your fingertips. So I think there's a whole lot of thinking that brands have got to do. And I think it's going to be informed by whether you come from a traditional space or you literally are driving or riding this new wave of being able to get to market as quickly as possible.
I agree. I mean, I think this is an exciting space for brands. It creates new opportunities for them to redefine themselves. But I think for marketers, it's an opportunity for them to start thinking and doing things differently. I mean, I don't see campaigns being in the future where we have like set timelines on campaigns. We need to be always on if customers are always on.
I love that line so much because, you know, I've been in this advertising and media space for so long where we would say today we're building for awareness, tomorrow we're building for this, and tomorrow we build this. So we were taking consumers through. And I think the advice that I give to marketers right now is put everything out there, allow the consumer to decide how they navigate. So before we would almost force feed the consumer that today I'm going to feed you branding, tomorrow I'm going to be trying to convert. Today consumers are moving through that space quickly, so marketers have got to be able to put all of that out front and allow the consumers to be able to drive the speed themselves. Some are going to take a long time, others are literally going to be interacting with brands in a space of 3 minutes, space of 3 seconds, or as we say at Facebook, within a space of 3 clicks, you move from awareness consideration to purchase and back to consideration. So yeah, everything is at our fingertips. So yes, we continue to talk about that collapsing funnel, and it's an exciting space for brands, and I think exciting space for newcomers too.
Yeah, I like the way you mentioned new commerce, because commerce in my mind is a gray area. And the reason why I say that is because of all the changes that are included into this commerce bucket. And one of the things I want to speak to you about, because I know it's big with Facebook, is conversational commerce. And from our last conversation, you did mention that South Africa is leading in the space. Can you please expand on that?
I think as we move on to spending more time on this digital platform, the idea before was that, and I, as you know, I spent a lot of time in comms. The idea was always that you put out a message and I take that message. I internalize it and call that branding. I internalize that message. And at some point, I will go out to a shop and purchase something. And the idea of conversational commerce says that I, as a consumer, I actually do want to have a conversation with you as a marketer. So the minute you put something out, you may put something out on a public platform, take, for example, Facebook or Instagram. I want to be able very quickly to communicate with you. Whether I'm asking for size or asking for this, I want to be able to get into a space where I can converse with you. And that for us says, I want to be able to converse with you because I want to make a decision. And that decision process is a lot quicker. So that's why we talk about the collapsing funnel. I want to be able to see something and then move from a public platform like Facebook or even Instagram to go towards messaging. And very quickly, I'm having a conversation with you. Is this thing available in this size? Is this thing available in this color? How about this? How about this? And as we have this conversation, I move further and further towards the decision to purchase. So that's where we see the role of conversational commerce. It's just the ability to take a consumer very, very quickly from awareness to consideration to purchase. And we believe that that conversation, I don't want to be talking to somebody, but I just want to be able to allow the technology to help me take me down to that place where I am comfortable enough to make a decision. And the reason why, that's why I'm able today to buy from brands that I have not had a long relationship with, because I can move from a public space where I see this brand, conversing with the brand in the next 2 minutes, and within a minute or so, I have all the information that allows me to make that purchase. So that's why we talk about this collapsing of the funnel, that journey has now become quicker because I'm able to converse. And as I converse, it increases my level of comfort. So that's why we're seeing the role of messaging in particular become so, so important. People want to ask the question, I don't want to leave my couch, but I want to feel like I've had a personal experience with a brand that has enabled me to make that purchase decision.
What's your observation in South Africa in terms of how people are using the space? Because I know you have Facebook Marketplace, which has launched in 2018, and it's quite popular because I myself use it. Have you seen some trends or insights coming out in South Africa?
I think we're seeing trends come. We're seeing trends come through South Africa. We're seeing trends. We also see global trends. And one of the most amazing idea is that we're seeing people wanting to have the opportunity, first and foremost, to be able to say, hey, I've seen something. Can I have a conversation before I buy? We did not, when we first launched Marketplace, we had no idea about the level of conversations that people would be having. We just thought it was the idea to bring brands quickly. You can sit on the internet and you make the decision. But what is so important is that people have a relationship with that brand where they can actually converse. So marketplaces become important, whether people are selling new brands or they're selling secondhand brands. It's just become an incredible marketplace where you are able to converse, talk, and sell brands. So you don't have to be a merchant here. It also allows you and I to be able to sell goods to each other. So it's not only about you going to buy from a store. You can buy from somebody. You can buy a secondhand couch. So it's just allowed the ability to purchase and to be able to purchase from such various and conflicting areas in the world. So that's where we see marketplace. And it's an important channel for us. And I think it's an important channel amongst people to connect with each other. But it's also an important channel for brands to be able to sell through marketplace.
I think the key insight for me from everything you've said is there's a diffusion of boundaries between the public and private space that brands still haven't found a way to tap into. Because instead of thinking about it from a silo channel perspective, they need to think about it from an ecosystem. And you continuously talk about that customer journey and the breakdown of that. Our brands need to seamlessly shift between the public and private space.
Absolutely, you've put it very, very well, and I think the brands that do well in today's world is the brands that have mastered that relationship between public and private spaces and how they talk to consumers in both those spaces and enable them to make those decisions a lot quicker. So absolutely, I agree with you. And yeah, the whole idea between public and private for us at Facebook is so, 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 so important because consumers want more information. They need it quickly. They need it in their fingertips. So the private channels enable us to do that while the public channels enable us to reach as many consumers as we possibly can and allow brands to reach as many consumers as they can and yet take them very quickly to a very, very private space that allows them to conclude whatever desire they are looking for.
So in keeping with our theme of the next frontier, I was doing some research before our session today, and I've just read recently, according to Mark, Facebook is working on AR glasses, codename Orion, in Washington, with a target to launch the product between 2023 and 2025. And from what I hear, Facebook is also working on a voice assistant that will control the Orion glasses. When do you suppose this will be available in Africa? And two, is Facebook moving into the gaming space?
Two things. We try and launch products globally. So when Mark talks about the next 2 to 3 years, you should assume that it will be available everywhere around the world. And most of our products, we tend to launch them. Unless there is a specific regulatory reason why we can't launch in a specific market, I think we have to assume that it will be available around the world. But from time to time, of course, we do have regulatory issues, and we try and launch as quickly as possible. So this is something that at Facebook we are absolutely looking forward to over the next couple of years. And I think we talk sometimes about our short-term range ideas, what we're looking at and what we're looking at from a long-range point of view. That for us is certainly something important. As we sit today, we do serve gaming quite a lot. So gaming is an important part of our business. So if you just look at the way we continue to do glasses, we do glasses today that allow you to play games. So as we speak today, we spend a lot of time around what the experience is, particularly the gaming experience. If you look at most people that like to play games, they want to be in that virtual reality world while they play. So that's an important part of what we do today and we'll continue to do in the future. The format that it comes in today, I think will continue to change. So we want to make sure that at some point, as Mark talks about it, over the next 2 to 3 years, it will be as good as just putting a set of glasses. And that for us will be nirvana. You'll just be able to put a pair of glasses, and through those glasses right now, you'll be able to do a whole host of things. As we speak today, particularly for the gaming community, you know, most of them have our gaming sets. We are very happy with the experience that people have. And you just go into your virtual reality world and you can play as many games as you can. So we don't build the games as Facebook, but we build the technology that allows people to have some of the best experience that they can have. So that for us is absolutely an interesting frontier. And I think it will move from gaming. I think it will move from gaming into what we do every day. This is how we're going to perhaps have meetings in the future. You and I will literally be able to use this kind of technology to sit in one room and have a conversation. So think about conferences into the future, whereby we'll all physically and in a manner of speaking, be able to sit in a room while we're all sitting in our homes or in our own offices. So think about the next level of computing, and that's what we're looking at. So you'll be able to play that, you'll be able to use that for games, but we hope that it will have greater applicability than games. But gaming is a very, very important part of the equipment that we produce at Facebook.
So in the future, I don't physically need to go on holiday.
I think I will still need to go on holiday. I think all of us will continue to want to be able to experience things physically. And I'm looking forward to going on holiday, although I'm talking to you right now on computer. I'm dying to go on holiday and throw away all this technology and just interact with nature. But what we're saying that as the world continues to come together, as we work, as we play games, as we have meetings, technology should be able to play a much more important role in bringing us together and also making sure that the experiences that, we have are even better than we have today. Right now, I'm sitting with you. I can't see you. I'm talking to you. But who knows, next time we'll be able to sit in a virtual room and have this conversation.
No, definitely. I think what you're also saying is that the next level of computing is going to be immersive, interactive experiences.
Absolutely. Without you having to leave one geography to be able, I shouldn't have to leave a geography to be able to have an immersive experience with you, or an immersive conversation with you, two or three or even four other people. So yeah, the next level of frontier here is the ability to be able to augment our reality, and we're looking forward to be able to do that in the future.
How would you measure the accelerated rate of change within Facebook? And with that question, how do you gear yourself and the team with this rapid changes continuously happening?
Well, that's a difficult question to answer, because it actually feels like we're always in a state of change. And that is, for me, such an interesting space to be. The world is changing quite fast. And at Facebook, what we try and do is try and move the level of computing to the next level. So what we've just spoken about is the idea that despite how we want to interact, at some point in time, we want to be able to create a new world of interacting. That does not mean I do not want to interact with people on a physical level, but what does it mean for us interacting in almost a virtual world? So we'll continue to create technologies to do that. And for us at Facebook, I think coming back to brands, we want also brands to be able to use such technologies to advance whatever they need to do. So if you talk about, if you look at three things of the how we think about technology, I think in one space, it's how you and I communicate together. And I think that in the middle, we will continue to develop technologies where brands like yourself, or if I take APSA as a brand that you represent, what does it mean connecting with each other? So we'll be able to drive performance and we'll be able to drive technology there. And then last frontier is, how do we create things? How do we create things as humanity? And I think we will continue to develop in all those frontiers. So we want to be able to push the technology in that area to make it easier for brands to reach consumers, to make it easier for consumers to interact with brands, to be able to for consumers to buy brands. So we will continue to develop in all those spaces to allow consumers to have a much more immersive experience using technology to be able to live their lives outside of technology, but using technologies as an enabler. So we don't anticipate that we're going to be doing everything inside this technology bubble, but how do we let technology enable us to live our lives even in a better space than we are today? So all of these are technologies that enable people to have the quality of life that they have. And the reason that is important for me, I don't want to create an impression that we will all be driven by technology. I think technology has got to serve humanity and not the other way around.
Mm. Because I really like what you're saying. And from the start of this conversation, you continuously gravitate towards humanity. And it goes back to the principle of marketing is putting the customer at the center of everything that you do.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely,
yeah, and not tech. Right. So tech should be used as the enabler.
Oh, tech should always be an enabler, and tech should help us advance in whatever area we need to advance, to be better humans. We shouldn't be better at other things. Technology should help us and enable us to be better humanity and create better communities. And if I can just make an example, if we sit today and with the world being what it is, isn't it amazing that technology has enabled us now to build online communities? So it's not about building on online communities for the sake of technology's sake, but because people have this need to come together and to congregate. Today, we cannot congregate because of all sorts of things. I cannot travel to another country. But being in a group, technology has enabled us to create these online groups that enable us as humanity to connect with one another. So technology should help us in that, not actually take away from that. So I love the idea of the growth of groups, because suddenly people cannot be together in a physical world because of everything that the world is about today, but people can create communities online that fulfill the need to be in a community. It does not replace your physical world, but it enables you to be able to create it in using technology and in an environment where in some instances, some things that are born out of technology go back into the real world. And that's when technology is successful.
Absolutely. So, Nunu, in closing, what would you like to leave our listeners in terms of preparing for the future or the new frontier?
Well, there is just so much to think about when you think about the future. And maybe I'll talk about some of the things that we look at Facebook when we think about the future. I think, and I'll say this in a random fashion, the first thing that we are going to look at as we think about the future is the future of commerce. What does commerce look like in the future? And I think here I want people to think about the fact that technology will help democratize commerce. If you think about the technology that we're building, the platforms that we're building, that will allow not only big companies to be able to succeed in commerce, it will allow you and I to succeed in commerce. So we'll look at how technology will enable all of us to be able to participate in a world that is much more connected. What does it mean for me to be able to do something or prepare something that I can sell in Nigeria tomorrow, that I can sell in Rwanda tomorrow, that I can sell to my neighbor right here? So that for me is how we look at commerce going into the future. So let's look at the future and as consumers and look at how these tools are going to enable us to be better at that. So there's going to be so much development around where commerce is and how we interact with each other, with the world around commerce. So that's the one thing that I want to think about. And as we go into the future as Facebook, we will continue to look at how communities and how people come together. This is such an integral part of who we are as humanity and who we are as human beings. I can talk about some of the most exciting communities that have been built online that have got a real world need. If I just look at Nigeria and child mortality, there's a group of doctors, pediatricians who've come together and their mission online is to bring down child mortality. How amazing is that the technology is now enabling people that sit in faraway places to get messages from some of the most amazing pediatricians that they would not have been able to do. So we will continue to build here around groups and how people come together in life to be able to solve problems that humanity has. And of course, it's not all about serious stuff. There's gaming. You mentioned gaming into the future. I'm just excited about how gaming is going to evolve into the future. The whole idea of presence. Today, we talk about presence. We can't come together, you and I, because of COVID. But present going into the future is going to be such an exciting place to be. And as Facebook, we're looking at how to continue to make sure that that experience of presence between you and I, between communities, between gamers, is going to be as real as we can make it. And I can go on about some of the things that we're looking to push the boundaries, and where technology will enable us to have much better and much richer experiences as human beings.
Nunu, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us. I think this was a stimulating and inspiring conversation as we look forward to the next frontier. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Judy. It's such a pleasure to talk to you. Look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.
We're excited. You're excited.
I really value and appreciate your support during this time.
Helping decision makers navigate the change and keep some change in their pockets. Don't forget to subscribe. Follow our Instagram handle at
TalkDigitalZA.
Engage us on our website at TalkDigitalZA.co.za.
And who knows, you could be featuring on the next one.